If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're going to go through in the last 8 or 10 minutes of the show some of the key stories we've missed so far. One of which is the two Ebola vaccines appear safe. So they're going to go into human trial. Human trials involve first showing in a small group of people that they don't cause serious problems. Then you go to a wider range of people. Sometimes they cause serious problems in this wider range that you didn't see in the small range, and that kicks them out. Sometimes they just aren't effective. We don't know what's going to happen with these, but it's a great advance that these vaccines are safe because they're a new way of making the vaccines. So at least if they appear safe, and they do, and if they test that out in wider groups, then this gives us great promise to be able to rapidly develop new vaccines, different ways. One's a Canadian group, one's a U.S. group, but this is tremendous advances by both groups. Many health insurers don't cover anti-obesity medicines. I don't understand this. They're effective at helping people lose a little weight. And obesity is a disease. It didn't used to be, and I don't know whether this is just a delay. I don't understand why the health insurers aren't covering this. It's as though they don't recognize that obesity leads to type 2 diabetes, obesity leads to heart disease, obesity leads to cancer, obesity leads to depression, obesity leads to a whole range of consequences down the line. And we need everything we can in the armamentarium to get there. So if you have a health insurer, write to them, even just write to them and ask them, do they cover obesity medicines and why or why not? Just getting them to think about it more from everybody's standpoint, even if you aren't obese, is especially true. You might even say, I'm not obese, if you're not obese, and still write to them about it. The new antibiotic is Texobactin that I spoke about. Someone just emailed me. It's Texobactin. Won't be available for 5 years in the United States, even if it does work. But we don't know if it works in humans. That comes to another study. Stanford researchers have found a new protein that they think is a key to Alzheimer's. Why is this not as important as I thought it was, or as many people think it is? Because the mouse model of Alzheimer's may be different from what it is in humans. But this one gives new hope because it's the same mechanism. That is, we've known for a long while that if you don't clear certain proteins from your brain waste, your brain cells, like every other cell, takes in good stuff and puts out poop. The poop the brain cells put out is amyloid and tau protein. But it also puts out an EP2 protein. You don't have to know the name, but this is a new protein that Stanford guys found that inhibit the waste-clearing mechanism. So we also know that the APOE4 gene is increased, or the presence of that allele, that abnormality in your APOE gene, if it's an E4, decreases the waste-clearing ability. It's one of the reasons why curcumin or the derivatives of curcumin are so beneficial in preventing Alzheimer's disease, because they activate that APOE4 gene to produce, or the APOE gene if you're heterozygous, to produce more of the waste cleaning ability. Well, it turns out the Stanford guys have found out that this EP2 protein is the one that inhibits the waste-clearing mechanism in the majority of the mouse Alzheimer's. We don't know if it does it in humans, but if it does, then you could seriously find something that cleans it up, and that's what they've done. They found a vaccine, or a, if you will, a way to get the white cells to the area to mop up this EP2, at least in the mouse model, and prevent Alzheimer's disease. Will this cure it in humans? We don't know. There's a long line of trials. And four of the things that have worked in mice haven't worked in humans, but they're still being tried. At least one of them is still being tried. This would be a second one. So we're hopeful, but not absolutely hopeful. Okay. Bridget, your call for the next story.
Okay, I really liked the antioxidant story. The researchers looked at people who get a lot of antioxidants in their diet or who take them in a supplement form, and they found that people who take the supplement forms don't live any longer than those who just eat well overall. And they used, it was a fairly large sample. It was 14,000 older residents from the Laguna Hills retirement community. And they looked at their food intake, their vitamins, and then found that the residents who were eating well lived just as long as the people who were getting antioxidants from supplements. So we know that a healthy diet, a foods first approach, is generally best, and that supplementation is then to just try to make sure, as Dr. Roizen always says, it's an insurance policy that you're getting all of the vitamins, but it shouldn't be what you're considering a justification for eating poorly because you're taking vitamins and minerals. It's best to get them from foods.
And this was really megadosing on vitamins A, C, and E they looked at. So they looked at three. What we know is that things that stimulate the antioxidants inside your mitochondria, inside your cells, are the key ones. They're three: catalase, SOD, and why am I blanking on the third one? But I'll think of it in a second. But there are three antioxidants. Oh, glutathione. There are three antioxidants inside your cell that are key to preventing free radical damage when you metabolize sugar and produce energy. And so one of the things, the key is to keep your mitochondria young, and the key is to keep those. And one of the things that does that is actually something that causes oxidation: exercise. So when you exercise for a moderate time at an intense rate, that is, say you do 20 minutes fairly intensely, or as we covered in the last week, there's a program where you do 12 minutes and every 2 minutes for 20 seconds you do all out that you can on a bike. So a minute 40 at a regular rate, then 20 seconds at an intense rate, a minute 40 recovery, 20 seconds intense, etc., for 12 minutes was a great program for increasing the antis inside your cell and for, in fact, getting you more in shape. Check with your doctor before you do that. So it is that, and this story confirmed that extra or mega dosing on vitamins A, C, and E don't help. Getting the right amount as an insurance policy from a daily or half daily multi, half of a multi in the morning, half in the evening, is a way, since more than 90% of us, in fact 99%+ of us, are short of one essential nutrient, vitamin or mineral, or essential fat. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well is their motto. Stay well, and how to take control of your genes is ours. We'll be back with you. We have a great guest lined up for next week. I'm not even going to tell you because it's such a sensational guest. Bridget and I will be back with you, and we look forward to talking with you.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King-Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.